Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, fine. I didn't hear the whole conversation between you and the lady, the first lady, about garbage, so I'm not sure if she explained.
Oh, you tuned in late. You tuned in late?
Well, I was trying to get through to the program, so hey. I pulled the radio out.
Oh, right. you call early, man. That was 10 o'clock. That was 10:03.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people come and just tell half truths or half of the story. Because actually some people live down the gap, a gap, where the truck cannot get into. So these are factors as well. Because I don't see nobody leaving garbage by the side of the road for 6 months. Before being collected. That sounds really ridiculous.
Right, hence why I asked that the lady leaves her number so that I can get some more details. Because, 6 months does sound weird.
Right. And then secondly, I remember when you had the argument regarding the foreign exchange and the person was saying to you they didn't have more than $1 billion. You were indeed correct. Because it was the first quarter, it was after the first quarter report from the governor, the central bank, and the exact amount, because the end of the year, end of 2018, you had $993.3 million. The end of the first quarter, you had $1.063 billion. So it was indeed correct regarding that matter, right? Now, the next thing people are concerned about, the growth. Now,
So before you go any further... Not to, I did look at this. Why though have we come down from the 1.63 billion to the 1.2 billion? What did we have to pay?
No. Don't get tired with the figures. It was 1.0, but this one now is 1.2.
Oh, 1.0. You just said 1.63 billion.
No.
After the first quarter.
The first quarter figure was 1. You got to put the point there, right?
Mm-hmm.
1.063.
Okay. That's a little different than 1.63.
It's a lot different. So, but we have now 1.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference there, right?
Okay.
Now, right. Some people are worried about the growth. Now, you got to plan. You got to plan something before you get the growth. So you will not get growth overnight. But actually, the first budget, the mini budget, as the Prime Minister dubbed it, she said basically was aimed at significantly improving the country's fiscal deficit in the shortest possible time, and economic growth is 36 months. That's 3 years,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She said that in the first standing mini budget, economic growth in 36 months. So we can't expect growth coming from us so far down to just get growth this quickly. But my main thing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are often critical of the government and what's happening in government departments, especially the poor service and unprofessionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say it don't only happen in the government service. It's happening also in the private service through the length and the breadth of Barbados. And you also have poor managers as well. Now, you don't have to necessarily respond or comment to what I'm saying, because that I'm going to deal with a situation that I have with the nation. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to respond.
So don't respond to what you just said, or don't respond to what you're going to say?
What I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Because
what you just said, what you just said is you just made 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
You said that people are concerned about the unprofessionalism within the public service, but the same thing occurs in the private sector.
Yes.
And then you went on to say that they're poor managers as well. Very blanket statement, but there are some studies that have shown that we are in a, I wouldn't even say a management crisis, we're in a leadership crisis.
Leadership.
Not even only limited to Barbados, but we do have a curve for which we can climb which would speak to the improvements that are necessary. Our customer service on a large scale, and we've seen a lot of reports coming out of NICE over the few years that it has been in existence, and we are far down the totem pole as it relates to servicing Barbados in general, not just limited to the private sector, to the public sector, but also in the private sector.
Right.
But that's not to say that, okay, well, don't complain about the public, because it's happening in the private.
No,
we have to really improve our standards if we want the Barbados for, not just for our children, but, you know, we claim we want to be a better developing country or first world country, et cetera. So that would be my comment on that.
That's exactly my point. Now, okay. I wrote a letter to Miss Carol Martindale dated the 12th of June, 2019, right?
Mm-hmm. To the editor?
To the editor,
mm-hmm.
right? Dated 12th of June, 2019, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I put two numbers where she can contact me, obviously, thought, and she would have. After a certain time passed, I realized she didn't contact me. So I called her number and left a message on her phone. Okay? Mm-hmm. After some time, I didn't hear again. I left another number on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Good? I still didn't hear her.
Are you sure that this is her phone?
This is her phone because she gave her number. She gave her number. Yes, you have reached the number of Miss Carol Martindale, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I subsequently called Mr. Shaw, the CEO of the Nation, and I spoke to him. We spoke about the matter, and I tell him what is the situation. He said to me about they're busy, et cetera, et cetera. I said to him, I'm not buying it. I'm serious.
I think she's avoiding you?
I have a lot of emails and a lot of letters to answer to. Mm. I said, no, I think that's very unprofessional. It's unprofessional, right? After a while, I was talking to Mr. Ellis sometime back on the air, and I said I would state it publicly the next week. And Mr. Ellis asked me to talk to him off air, and in fact, I did. I'm not blaming Mr. Ellis. I'm not blaming him at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke. Oh, Mr. Shaw also said to me, he asked me what's the matter. I told him. He said he would talk to her. Now, when I spoke to Mr. Ellis, he asked me the same thing, what is the matter? And he also said he would support to her as well.
Mm-hmm.
This today is 64 days.
Well, you're talking. You're a stats man in truth.
64 days, and she have not called, she have not written. I think this is very, very unpopular. Time leadership style was a top to bottom one situation.
Mm-hmm.
Communication don't go that way, Mr. Shaw. It is going every direction. I'm saying once you get the information and you're head of an institution, you should ensure that the thing happens. Now, it's a simple matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It might sound simple. Now, people over the last couple of months were raging about this double pension and things like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I told her, this is a public interest because we're going backward and poorers are on it. Now, I asked her if she can reprint this. Now, it was dated. It was Tuesday, Daily Nation, May the 15th, 2012, page 3. The column, the article was done by Maria Bradshaw, entitled Pension Dilemma. Okay? Mr. Shaw told me she don't know if she could put it. That's not the issue. She should make that decision. But I'm saying if somebody have wrote to you, which is the official thing to do, right? She should have at least written me.
So your contention, I understand your contention is one of, you need to get a response, some kind of response, whether it's a conversation or something, or an email. And that's professionalism.
That's professionalism.
And then your second request, or your real request, underlining all this, is that you want to reprint. No, that one, they don't have an obligation to do.
No.
But at least
a
conversation with you to share with you what can be happening. That's not a difficult request. That's not a difficult ask.
And you see the thing about it, I also said in the spirit of Mr. Harold Height. Because listen to that. When I heard Honorable Liz Thompson brought up his eulogy today, he said he was motivated to bring the nation to Barbados because the people were living in Barbados, but they were not seeing what's happening in the country. And then a lot of examples where he put it in front. Now, let me say it to you. I can remember, right, mm-hmm. when Miss Morley was the officer leader at the time, she said that the government had not paid the Swiss Bank loan, and then she and Mrs. Sinclair had it at 2-4 and 2-4. Now, Mrs. Sinclair went into Parliament, and he said he's making the letter from the Swiss Bank headquarters a document in the House. It was subsequently printed in the media. But you know what? They had a little small print that you had to be very observant to read the print. The nation then, about 3 days later, published a blown-up version where you could see the print, one meaning. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are people in this country. There are people in this country, and people should know better, like Mr. Glenn Murray and them, should know better that this is not the first time where people... there was a mistake when they received, even they said Ron Strong, the last time he went on the radio, they ignored the important things he said on brass tacks.
When move on to another topic. Very smoothly.
But I'm saying this is a national interest, okay. All right? And this what the fourth estate should be doing, educating, clarifying, and make things, you know, clearly to people. I'm saying that I'm offended, and that look, I've written to former prime ministers, former ministers, the ministries of
former
governors general, and they all responded.
Well, let's just hope that this call elicits that response for which you are seeking, and let's just hope that you are given the ear that you desire, as well as the possibility of the reprint of the paper that you request.
Okay.
That's what I would hope. I do want to, on another occasion, pick you up though on the reduction in the reserves. But not at this point. Yeah. So I'm going to thank you for your call. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I am genuinely sad and disappointed, and a couple other words, when I reflect on the pain that people go through, family members in general, not anyone I'm going to single out, but I am, my empathy rises when I hear of the loss of a family member. We send our condolences and we condole with families, whether there's a mother or an accident and it's a sibling or a child even. But the pain of the life after death is always very hard, and people don't always understand the ramifications. What is even more hurtful is when that person dies either by violence or something of that sort. Life, people call it life being cut short. And it does pain me, I must say. We don't want to be hearing there are 34 deaths or there are 35 deaths. I remember when we were at 20 earlier in the year, and we were in shock because we were past, I think they were just 2 months. And we had seen a significant rise in violence and violent deaths, really, mostly related to gun violence, a few stabbings, etc. And spare a thought and say a prayer for the families of people who have to live after these horrific incidents or accidents. Or, you know, it is really painful. And I send some condolences to the families that have lost loved ones in moments unknown and unexpressed. Really, they can't express their feelings, to be honest. So I share my, I send some love at this point. This is Dr. Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, yesterday I called the program in response to some comments made by the Public Relations Officer, the Sanitation Service Authority, mm-hmm. and expressed some challenges that I've had in my area with the collection of garbage. Mm-hmm. And listening to the rest of the program and some of it this morning, my particular area is not isolated. There seem to be an island-wide. Certainly, the majority of the islands seem to be complaining for inadequate collection of garbage. And this is something that needs to be looked at, because we're not being asked to make a contribution. And it's a question of logistics, a question of resources, a question mm-hmm. of
scheduling,
whether we have the proper infrastructure mm-hmm. to manage the garbage and so on. And I spent some time a few years ago in Scarborough in Canada, which is part of a city in the what is referred to as the Greater Toronto Area. Mm-hmm. And what they do in Scarborough is that they give, based on your property tax registration, they give every householder three containers, red, blue, and green. Red was for glass and other broken stuff, that, you know, things that could injure you. Then some was for household garbage, and the other one was for plastic and paper. And you had a prescribed day to put out this stuff. One man on a truck, any truck, and the truck had an extended arm, would come through on the designated day, pick up this particular container, mm-hmm. dump it into the truck, set it back down, and off he went. And it worked like clockwork. And my relatives, they knew what they did. What they was for the collection of a particular color, and they put it out. And by mid-morning, the thing was empty. And I stood in awe where one man in a truck, with a specially equipped truck with an arm and so on, was collecting this stuff. And it works. The other thing was, I looked at I think it's either Discovery Channel or National Geographic, where the city of San Francisco, of 3.2 million residents, put 10% of all the garbage that is collected in the city of San Francisco, 10% goes to a landfill.
You said 3.2 million people?
Live in the city of San Francisco. Yeah.
Right, and they put
10% of the garbage collected by the city of San Francisco mm-hmm. goes to a landfill. All the rest is recycled, reused, and San Francisco makes money. The city of San Francisco makes money by selling the compost from the collected refuse. They make millions of dollars a year by selling it to the agricultural community in California, and most of it goes to states in California, and a lot of it goes to Arizona for their agriculture. We are talking, every now and again, we keep on talking about extending a landfill. I believe the figure quoted yesterday by Mr. Padmore was $13 million, $13 million Barbados dollars to extend part of the landfill, an additional section of the landfill.
Cell 5 or cell 4? To extend the existing cell, the last remaining cell.
To extend the existing cell. And the figure he quoted was about $13 million.
So no, I want to comment. I'm just and just to say, I like the figures, and I'm glad you quoted the figures. And there's absolutely no comparison with 3.2 million than with a 0.2 million. I say that because we have a capacity problem in the region. We're very small, very, very small countries in terms of populations that really can't service. I'm not coming against your point. I'm just adding this right. in the equation, because while that works for a larger, let's say they are taxed a point zero two percent of salary, and they can contribute that into the national coffers, that then alone can address the garbage issues. We have a different scenario here.
I'm not suggesting that we take that, because after you see how the garbage is sorted, it
very different. Yeah, I like the idea. I like what you're saying. I'm not saying what I'm saying.
There's a tremendous amount of infrastructure.
Yes.
That is built into the system.
Right. And there's capacity building that has to happen in a country like Barbados to get our system.
And I agree. The point I'm making is for a long time, we have been talking about recycling, reusing, doing this and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not making any progress. As far as
I agree with you.
The garbage situation, or the non-collection of the garbage situation, is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to...
And it's not going to be solved by any extra garbage cans either if we don't fix scheduling and the logistics and those other elements of it.
To me, it is a logistical thing.
Yes.
You know, prior to the 24th, I live in a place called Carlington Terrace in Stevens Hill, St. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
The big truck that comes up St. Stevens Hill Main Road does not come up by us. A smaller truck comes into our avenue. The road is paved.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 years ago, 13 years ago, we used to get a garbage collection one day a week, and it worked.
Yes.
No problem. I was quite happy. I was quite happy with that. Prior to the 23rd or 24th of July, I did not have a garbage collection in my area for 5 weeks.
Whoa.
I called, and none of the numbers that are listed in the 2019 telephone directory for the Sanitation Service Authority were answered between 9 and 10 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Mm.
None. So when I hear people saying that you can solve your problem by calling the Sanitation Service Authority, that used to be so. It is not so now.
We have a fundamental challenge with
the management
of the resources within this country.
I read a book. I studied management. I read a book called Managers Must Lead.
Yeah. And leading in just leading people is leading resources, is leading strategy, is leading everything.
I have ever read on management,
mm-hmm.
and the title was Managers Must Lead.
I have it in
my library, and I don't remember the name of the author now.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a leadership problem as it relates to the management of people and management
and
of resources.
Yes.
Yesterday on the program, I said, Sanitation Service Authority need to be made an essential services. The hospital, the police, the fire service don't work Monday to Friday. I spent 32 years working, 42 years working in the hotel industry in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the collective agreement with the Barbados Workers Union said Saturdays and Sundays are considered part of the normal work week.
Yeah, within the tourist industry, of course.
And therefore, if you work, if a bank holiday came up, you got the double time, or in some instances, the triple time pay that was designated to that particular bank holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We need, in this country, and I said it yesterday, and I can say it again, because we need to get out of this mindset that we must run this country 8 to 4, Monday to Friday, and shut down everything after that.
You should say that again.
It is killing us as a country.
Yeah, it is slowing our productivity. It is impairing our competitiveness, and it has taken us nowhere fast.
We will go backwards if we don't get out of that mindset. You go to Bridgetown at 5 o'clock, your capital city is dead.
Yep.
Nothing is happening. We, as a country, we cannot grow. And I don't know what it will take. Education, some enforcement, some heavy-handedness, whatever. But we need to get out of this mindset.
I think
we are going to take this country forward.
I thank you. I think what a lot of it has is helping people to understand the big picture. Because a lot of people are not aware of the big picture. People are aware of their work, their salary, their job description, and themselves. People are not aware of the broader strategy of many of the organizations for which they work. They're not aware of the linkages with the communications department and the accounts department. And if you fix accounting, all of the elements of accounting, whether you're dealing with receivables or payables or getting things reconciled and all that, they're not aware that if that works better, then they have more disposable income. So in other words, the clerk that is, and it's not only at the level of the clerk, I'm just using that as an example.
Exactly.
Who doesn't call the person who owes them money. And this is government in and of itself, because if we don't collect the taxes that we need, if we were to collect all of the taxes that were owed to Barbados, we wouldn't have the economic challenges that we have, or the financial challenges that we have as a country. That's one.
If you collect half. Not even at all.
And that everybody doesn't seem to understand that. And that's why I hear the argument, and I really understand the argument, is that sometimes the poor people are the ones who pay their bills.
Of course.
And they're the ones who suffer most. There must be a scenario where everybody understands that they have to pull their weight.
It brings into question this whole thing about VAT write-off and penalties and interest and so on. And there's still some confusion as to what is happening. As far as I'm concerned,
I don't think there's a confusion. I think there are some people who are not keen or are not pleased with the fact that people collected taxes, and I've heard this on several occasions. I've heard this almost every day I tune into Brass Tacks. People have collected taxes and they haven't paid, and government has done a write-off. January, around November, December. It was just before the cusp, at the end of the year,
right,
where there was a change in the scenario for, what is it called? Where they brought the all of the taxes to 5%, between 0% and 5%.
Right, the corporation tax.
Right, corporation tax. So people feel, that was, I think, January 1st, where all corporate entities had to, there's a sliding scale, but businesses who paid or who, with a taxable income of $1 million, they would pay 5.5%, whereas where they had 20 million, they would pay 3%, and it went up, but it stopped at 1%. So people feel as though the business community is getting more breaks than the man on the street. And there must be in legalese, they say that not just the appearance of good, or not just good, but the appearance of good must be seen to be done, or the appearance of good judgment.
It must be seen to be done.
And there has to be more on the part of the business community, that they are showing that they are holding or pulling their weight. Because it's not only just the business community, it is people who have, even for example, with respect to land tax, who have large properties and not paying, or people who owe government for contracts and haven't paid after many times. And too often it is the bigger people, or the people who have greater capacity, who get away, get away. And then that puts more pressure on the coffers of the government, because then the consolidated fund doesn't have in what it should have in to pay the entities, or to provide the entities with the requisite resources to carry out the functions, normal functions, that are needed for the country to be in the scenario where we are in, or not to be in the scenario we're in, where there's garbage collection on a regular basis, where there's water supply in, where projects can be done, and that kind of thing. So there's a whole it boils down to the management of the resources.
Prior to the increase in the imposition of the tax,
it's as new, it relates, yes, to the garbage imposition
and mm-hmm. sewage collection.
Yes,
at least there was some collection. But since we started to collect that money, the service now seemed to be, and certainly in my experience, the service has gotten worse.
In my experience too, it appears as though we have. I mean, while the two may not even be related, because there are also some IR issues as it relates to the sanitation authority with working on weekends and that kind of thing, based on, I understand, a new policy that has been taken.
At the same time, while I understand and not necessarily agree, but while I understand the role of the union in fighting and trying to represent and seeking the
interests
best
of the workers,
mm-hmm. which is their responsibility to do, we have a national issue that while that battle is going on, we have a national issue with the garbage collection and the potential damage that it can do to the health of the residents.
That it can do? You sound as though this is something that hasn't started to happen as yet. We have people who have rat infestation on a daily basis in neighborhoods.
But I mean, I haven't seen any in my neighborhood despite the slow, the poor garbage collection. But my neighbor has seen, and we've gotten together and bought bait to set to try it to minimize.
Well, in our neighborhood, we have my immediate neighbors within my proximity have also done some rat baiting and that kind of thing to ensure that there's not that continuation of. But we have seen rodents, and we have had to to clear the area, and the, I don't know where they came from, but we saw some running different places. We had to do our part, and we continue to put down the things that need to put down to keep them at bay. But yes, this so garbage situation is a very critical one that needs to be dealt with, and very soon.
Exactly. And while we're fighting one battle on one front, we're losing another battle on the other front.
Very much so.
So we really need to sit down and do...
Or not sit down, because when you sit down, you don't get nothing done. You mean we really need to do what we need to do?
We need to do what we need to do.
That's what we need to do.
Establish what our priorities are.
Yeah, we got some benchmarking and you know, ensure...
The Service Authority has HR issues and equipment issues and so on. You are now collecting some money. Get some private people to help it until you can get that matter resolved.
Yeah.
That is my suggestion.
I agree with you, and I want to thank you. This is Down to Brass Tacks.